The Canon Cantor, written by Julia Cook. My name is Eli, and I'm just a regular kid. I like to skateboard, and I'm pretty good at it. I don't like to read stories that are boring. My favorite food is cheese pizza, but sometimes I eat hamburger pizza, too. And I love, love, love to play baseball. If I could play baseball every minute of every day, of every week, of every month, for a whole year straight, I would be happy. About a year ago, I started to get really, really tired all the time. I was too tired to skateboard. I was too tired to eat cheese pizza. I was even too tired to play my baseball video games. My mom started to worry about me, and she took me to see the doctor. That was the day I will never forget, because my doctor told me that I have cancer. Cancer is a disease that makes some of the cells in your body turn bad and unhealthy. These bad cells grow so fast there isn't enough room for the good cells that are healthy. When my doctor first told me that I have cancer, my parents cried and their eyes looked worried. I didn't know what to think or how to feel. Then my doctor gave me a hug and said, "There is a can in cancer, so when your life seems kind of rough, breathe in and out and clear your head. Then think about better stuff." So that's what I did. I thought about baseball, and that made me smile. I went into the hospital right after that and started getting chemo. Chemo is really strong medicine that kills the bad cells and stops them from growing. Chemo is so strong that you have to put it in your body through a port. The port looks like a little mouse that was stuck underneath my skin. The problem with chemo is that sometimes it can't tell my bad cells from my good ones. So some of my good cells get wiped out too. This made me feel super yucky inside and out. I felt tired all the time, and sometimes I feel like I had the flu. I tried to eat, but even cheese pizza tasted yucky. Chemo made me really, really sick, and that made my parents really, really sad. One good thing about chemo, though, is that the yucky days don't last forever. One day, when I was getting my chemo, my mom started to cry, and she just couldn't stop. So I gave her a hug, and then I told her what my doctor told me. There is a can in cancer, so when your life seems kind of rough, breathe in and out and clear your head. Then think about better stuff. So that's what my mom did. She thought about the day I was born, and that made her smile. A few weeks later, all of my hair fell out. My dad let me shave his head so we could look the same. My nurse told me that I could wear my baseball cap 24/7. So to me, it just seemed like I got a super short haircut. But my sister fell apart when she saw me without my hair. My mom gave my sister a hug, and then she said, "There is a can in cancer, so when your life seems kind of rough, breathe in and out and clear your head, and then think about better stuff." So that's what my sister did. She thought about our family vacation last summer before I got sick. And then I let her draw pictures on my bald head with washable markers, of course, and that made her smile. My dad and I have professional baseball season tickets, and we never miss a game. But last year, I was too sick to go, so my dad took my sister instead. On the way to the game, my dad started to cry, and he couldn't stop. So my sister gave him a hug, and then she said, "There is a can in cancer, so when your life seems kind of rough, breathe in and out and clear your head, and then think about better stuff." He thought about me playing professional baseball, and that made him smile. About a week later, my parents and the hospital child life specialist went to my school and talked to my teacher and Nurse Twilla, our school nurse. The child life specialist told them all about me and about my cancer. She told them when I would be able to come back to school and when I needed to stay at home. My parents asked Nurse Twilla to call and let them know when other kids at school were sick. Since chemo kills some of my good cells, too, I can't be around anyone who is sick because their sick germs could make me really, really sick. Nurse Twilla and my teacher started to cry, so my dad hugged both of them and said, "There is a can in cancer, so when your life seems kind of rough, breathe in and out and clear your head and then think about better stuff." So that's what they did. They thought about the day when I'd come back to school, and that made them smile. The next day, my teacher and Nurse Twilla talked to all the kids in my class about me and my cancer. "Keep sending Eli notes and letters so he knows what's going on. He misses every one of you, and he's trying hard to get strong. If you go to the hospital to see Eli, call first before you go. If Eli doesn't feel that great, they might have to tell you no. When Eli comes back to school again, just treat him like a regular kid. He might look and act a bit different, but treat Eli just like you did." Then some of the kids in my class started to cry. So my teacher gave them a hug, and then she said, "There is a can in cancer, so when your life seems kind of rough, breathe in and out and clear your head, and then think about better stuff." So that's what they did. They thought about the fall field day when I won the home run derby for my class, and that made them smile. After being in the hospital and staying at home for what seemed like forever, I finally got to go back to school. My day started out great, but at recess, I struck out both times when I got up to bat, and my team lost because of me. I started to cry, and I tried to hide it, but my best friend Ben saw my eyes. He hugged me, and then he said, "There is a can in cancer, so when your life seems kind of rough, breathe in and out and clear your head, and then think about better stuff." So that's what I did. I thought about me and how lucky I am to be here, and that made me smile.